213 Rock, Bridal Times, The Classic Rock Radio. Allez, il est temps que nous ouvrions le dossier The Treatment. 213 Rock, Bridal Times, The Classic Rock Radio. Dans quelques minutes, Tagore Gray viendra nous parler du nouvel album Wake Up The Neighborhood. Dans 213 Rock, Bridal Times, The Classic Rock Radio.
213 Rock, with Eric Melodica, on Bridal Times Classic Rock Radio.
Let's wake up the
Yeah, 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, The Classic Rock Radio, en direct ce soir. Ouais, je dis bien en direct tonight, Mr. Tagore Gray of The Treatment qui vient nous parler de l'album Wake Up The Neighborhood. Hi Tagore, how are you man?
I say bonjour. How are you doing?
I'm doing great Tagore, how are you man?
Yes, I'm really good. I'm really sorry. I wish my French was slightly better as well, but sadly, I learned guitar instead of French. And my father always told me off for it, but this one of these times it would have come in slight handy.
Effectivement, donc Tagore Gray, je crois que ça commence bien ce soir. Il est d'excellente humeur en tout cas. Il a pris la guitare pour, au lieu d'apprendre des cours de français, en tout cas, c'est pour mieux jouer effectivement dans The Treatment. Ce soir, il est en direct avec nous. Ça va être un beau moment. On va passer 15 à 20 minutes en tout cas de ouf, de bien rock'n'roll. Et puis, ouais, ça va être marrant. En tout cas, c'est la deuxième fois effectivement qu'il vient ce soir. Pour la fois dernière, c'était Waiting for the Good Luck pour l'album précédent. So, Tagore, my name is Herring Melodica. The name of the show is 213 Rock. As you know, we are based in Paris, France, and the name of the station is Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. Tagore, thank you very much for accepting one more time my live invitation.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here, honestly.
Oh yeah. The Treatment, le groupe de Cambridge, is back avec un nouvel album qui s'intitule Wake Up The Neighborhood, dont la sortie est prévue pour le 10 mai prochain du label Frontiers Music Records. So, Tagore, with your new album, I guess all the fans of the band will have many problems in their neighborhoods.
Many problems?
No, because your fan will listen to it with high volume at home.
Well, yes, this is quite a problem. You know, we play very loud rock and roll. So we're not a band for the faint-hearted. If you want to listen to us,
effectivement, si vous voulez écouter le nouvel album, vous devrez l'écouter vraiment très très fort, hein, parce que le nouvel album, en tout cas, il déchire. C'est ça, c'est le principe en tout cas. Et comme je lui disais dans la question, tes fans, quand ils vont écouter le nouvel album, je pense qu'ils vont avoir des problèmes avec le voisinage. C'est un peu le thème de ce disque, effectivement. And the Tiger, in fact, the name of the new album is a great idea too.
It was kind of very fitting, you know, after COVID and everything we've been through in the last few years, Let's Wake Up the Neighborhood just felt like the right title, you know, of just, hey, we're back, we are loud, we're so proud of this record, and it just really fell into place. So it felt like the right title for the album, and also for what's going on around at the moment, you know. We just wanted to say, hey, here's some good rock and roll, let's wake you guys up. And let's just have a good time.
Effectivement qu'il fallait réveiller tout le monde après cette histoire de Covid, hein. Donc c'est déjà comme ça qu'à peu près est arrivée donc cette nouvelle idée, et puis ça colle parfaitement avec la situation, et eux ils débarquent, hein, et ils jouent, et ça joue fort, hein. C'est ce qu'ils aiment, c'est l'idée qui est enfin essentielle, qu'ils voulaient justement dans ce nouvel album donner pour les fans. And Tiger, how was the UK tour with Buck Cherry between last January to February this year?
Well, Buck Cherry, they're great. They're fantastic. They're a fantastic band. The tour, however, was a slight disaster from start to finish.
Okay.
It was a few cancellations, but, you know, in the spirit of rock and roll, we did the best thing we could, and we just put on as many free shows for the fans. For us, the most important thing is getting to play, and we really didn't want to let any of our amazing fans down. So basically, whenever Buck Cherry couldn't play, we found the nearest pub. If it was a park, or if it was a restaurant, we didn't even care. We were like, we're going to play somewhere in your city. Mm-hmm. And every single cancelled show, within about 2 hours, we made that happen.
Effectivement, la tournée avec Buck Cherry, apparemment les relations ont été excellentes, mais pour eux c'était une catastrophe, c'était un désastre, hein, en termes d'organisation, c'était plutôt un cauchemar. Donc effectivement, mais l'important c'était quand même, ils l'ont dit, c'était de pouvoir jouer. Voilà, c'est ça en tout cas. Hein. And how was your relationship with Just Todd and Stevie D? Because I am a fan of this band. Hein. I love the new album of the band Volume 10. Pretty good track on it.
They're honestly, Buck Cherry are a great band, you know. Yes. They've been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. But they are exactly what you get. You know, they're a rock and roll band, they're a good time party band, a very, very similar vibe to The Treatment. And we've toured together before, and it's always been a great package, so it was great to be able to do it again. It was just, you know, a shame that Josh Todd had problems with his voice. Mm-hmm. But the shows we did do were great, you know, and they're fantastic guys. It's quite strange, as they sing songs about being this wild rock and roll band, but they're all kind of slightly older now, sober, and very, very chilled out backstage.
Okay. Alors effectivement, backstage apparemment c'est la fête, mais en même temps aussi c'est dommage parce que là effectivement Just Todd a perdu sa voix, donc c'est aussi les raisons de l'annulation, hein, pour la France, etc. On avait le concert au Forum d'Auvoréal, on voulait voir ça et ça a été annulé quelques jours auparavant. Et puis en même temps The Treatment, et puis c'est à peu près la même vibe, c'est similaire en tout cas avec effectivement c'est la même école avec les Buck Cherry. En tout cas non, ça s'est vraiment bien passé en termes de relations. Au niveau des dates et organisation, là c'était vraiment une autre histoire. So, Tiger, 3 months ago, your first single back to the 97 Teals for the new album was released. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, you've seen the vibe of Lynyrd Skynyrd. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it kind of, it has a very Skynyrd feel to it. I think for us, the thing with the 1970s, the track is about, it's kind of reminding people of where our genre has come from. It was a homage to some classic artists. And you can, hopefully you can tell from the lyrics, there's a lot of references and kind of where we're just playing off, you know, where we got some of our influences from, artists that have really helped shape us and who we are. So it's very much a kind of a homage track of just take me back to, you know, this great decade of music. You know, for us, almost kind of saying thank you for that time, like, because we've taken a lot of inspiration from there. It was a really cool, fun track. And then just the music kind of worked out in a very Skynyrd way. You know, it does have a very Lynyrd Skynyrd feel to it. And again, that's just paying homage to another great artist.
Effectivement, énorme influence, effectivement, Lynyrd Skynyrd sur ce titre, hein, le Back to the 1970s. En tout cas, il remercie en tout cas toute cette inspiration, toutes ces influences, toutes ces années. Ils ont été énormes toute cette période, et pas que Lynyrd Skynyrd, hein, d'autres groupes aussi. Il y a eu les Steppenwolf, il y en a eu un paquet, Black Sabbath et tout à l'époque, etc. En tout cas, c'était des sacrés compositeurs, des sacrés musiciens, et en même temps, vraiment, vraiment, il les remercie 100 fois. En tout cas, il voulait leur rendre vraiment un espèce de hommage, une espèce de tribute, effectivement, à toute cette période là quoi. And I love this track Back to 1970s. It makes me want to dance, to move. Yeah, I get a chills. Yeah, I get a chills. I say
hey, that's good. That's what it has that great. It's a track that live really takes off as well. It's got that kind of thumping bass throughout the whole lot, you know, that bass drum that just, as soon as we start playing it live, people just turn their heads and like, what is that groove? It's a really great track. And again, I think there's a lot of phenomenal tracks on this record coming.
Yeah.
But that really was a standout one. But then we kind of followed it up with a classic, you know, Let's Wake Up This Town, of just straight in there. It's no nonsense. It's AC/DC. It's the treatment.
Yes.
It totally our sound. Like, you know, back in the 1970s was almost a bit of a curveball for the treatment. It wasn't a usual style that we would write or play, but it really came out very well. But again, it's great to have the two contrasts. And you know, anyway, I'll let you talk about the second one.
Ok, alors effectivement, il y a quand même un sacré contraste avec le titre suivant, le Let's Wake Up This Town. On va y revenir d'ici quelques instants. Mais en tout cas, sur le titre, hein, Back to the 1970s, en concert, la basse et la batterie, hein, il y a un super groove en tout cas. Et il y a des titres, il y a des phénomènes, hein, dans ce nouvel album. En tout cas, il y a de sacrés titres. On va y revenir aussi tout à l'heure. 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, The Classic Rock Radio, Tanger Gray en direct tonight, hein, pour nous parler donc de ce nouvel album. So Tanger, what about the second single and the music video, Let's Wake Up This Town? Hey, Tager, your body in the music video has a big hole in his sock.
Hey, so that guy, he's called the Yeti. So he was on the front cover of our previous record, Waiting for Good Luck.
Okay.
He's kind of been our lucky charm throughout the treatment. He's a kind of half roadie, half... He just comes along and gets drunk and makes us laugh.
Okay.
He's a really, really good, fun guy. And it was Laurie, our manager, he came up with a concept for the video. He wanted this kind of angry neighbor waking up to this rock band next door. So we just threw a huge house party, set up the equipment and just filmed it and got drunk. And it was just brilliant. The music video conveyed exactly what we wanted to capture, of just your average guys next door setting up in a room and just having a house party and playing rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's what the song's about. It's not needing anything else. It's like, let's come in, cause some noise. This is what you got. It's rock and roll. Let's roll.
Alors effectivement, c'est Laurie Mansworth, hein. Ouais, je me souviens de lui, tiens. Donc c'est leur manager, suite effectivement à une bonne discussion, à des idées qui sont arrivées. Donc en fait, le clip, c'était de faire une partie en fait, hein. Voilà, c'est ça, c'était de jouer. Et puis il y a le Yeti, comme ils l'appellent, hein, leur pote qui s'est transformé en Yeti. Effectivement, il y a un super trou dans sa chaussette au début du clip. C'est trop marrant en fait. On voit le gros plan comme ça avec le gros doigt de pied. Et puis c'est juste incroyable avec son t-shirt absolument horrible, hein. So I said he's with his your friend the Yeti with his cheesy shirt. Et puis en même temps, donc c'est exactement ce qu'ils voulaient. Il y a eu cette idée là et ils se sont donnés à fond effectivement, et ils ont capturé effectivement toute cette vibe et de cette partie, en même temps tout ce contraste effectivement entre la personne, le Yeti, qui récupérait de sa nuit précédente totalement bourré en fait, totalement plein, et puis au-dessus il y a une partie rock effectivement. Et c'était le contraste, en tout cas c'est l'idée. Donc l'idée vient de leur manager effectivement, Laurie, quoi. Et and the band plays and the band plays than ever louder than Manowar on the other side.
Definitely.
Effectivement, que dans le clip, hein, le groupe joue très très fort, peut-être plus fort que Manowar en tout cas. And this music video reminds me of Quiet Riot, Mama's Boy. Remember the song Mama We're Crazy Now, this late cover?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a vibe. Yes, the same music, the music video too. Yeah, I remember that.
That's a huge compliment.
Okay. Yeah. So your new album pays tribute to the golden age of rock and roll.
Of course. Yeah. This album's been quite. I think obviously the Treatment has its sound. It is definitely a sound in the Treatment, but we really pushed the boundaries on this record, and there's a few curveball tracks where we've just done something slightly different. Obviously, still paying homage to our favorite artists and remaining within our genre. Mm-hmm. But there's a really nice ballad that comes. It's called a song called I Can't Wait that will be coming out soon. And that again has a very kind of Aerosmith feel to it. Mm-hmm. The last single we release, When Thunder and Lightning Strikes, there's a couple of people have kind of said there's a bit of Dio in there. It's heavy. There's a little bit of kind of the new wave of British heavy metal kind of vibe.
Okay.
With that riff. It's we've definitely drawn on a few different inspirations and styles with this new record to try and give the listener something a bit different.
Mm-hmm. Alors effectivement sur ce nouvel album, hein, donc il y a effectivement beaucoup d'inspiration, hein, sur chaque titre. Vous pouvez reconnaître quand même, si vous tendez l'oreille, vous allez reconnaître certaines choses. En tout cas, ils se sont approchés, sans jamais copier bien évidemment, mais surtout avec des sonorités. Alors vous avez une superbe ballade, hein, qui est fortement influencée par Aerosmith. Vous avez d'autres styles en tout cas, mais tout au long de cet album, comme il l'a dit tout à l'heure, il y a des titres qui sont phénoménales. Hein. C'est vraiment le but en tout cas. Ils ont vraiment réussi ce disque. Hein. And a few days ago, Third Music video available on YouTube. I'm talking about When Thunder and Lightning Strikes. Wow. I think this music video was filmed during the tour with Buckcherry, right?
It was. It was another crazy one. It was we were going to film it at Nottingham.
Oh, okay.
But obviously the show fell through. Mm-hmm. So it was just we tried to grab it wherever we could, and we ended up filming it in a small little town called Nuneaton. So hopefully it'll become slightly more legendary after that music video. But it was really, really great, very last minute. And we just kind of thought, no, this song's got to be a single, so let's get something out there.
Okay.
And again, I think with the power of that song, it's been amazing to see fans listen to it because we'd never played it.
Okay.
Ever.
Okay.
And then we just did it at that one show, and seeing how people react to a new song is kind of very fun. It's amazing. It's a bit nerve wracking, but it was really, really well received, which was great. And I think it's another great sounding record. It sounds really heavy.
Yeah.
It's something on the production that we focused on a lot with this record, was to try and give a more modern sound to the Treatment. Mm-hmm. Which is why we had, you know, Dan Weller mix it. So it's a lot of different kind of things that have come together, and that song really emulates it.
Mm-hmm. Alors effectivement sur ce titre, hein, When Thunder and Lightning a bien été tourné durant la tournée avec Buckcherry, effectivement. Alors ça a été fait comme ça à la dernière minute du côté de Nottingham, hein, donc ça a été donc filmé. Ils l'ont fait à l'arrache, hein, comme ils le disent. Ils ont gardé, en fait ils ont aimé la capture, voilà. Ils ont pris des téléphones, caméras, etc. Ils ont fait un mix et ils ont sorti le clip, quoi. Et c'était la première fois ce soir-là, donc en fait, qu'ils jouaient ce titre, et donc en avant-première. Et les fans de Nottingham ont eu ce choix-là, quoi. Donc c'était vraiment cool pour eux. Ils ont pensé à ça, et puis en même temps il y a aussi ce côté moderne à la production. Ils ont mixé plein de choses, plein d'idées en tout cas, et ils ont voulu donner vraiment un côté bien hard rock, bien puissant en tout cas, et sur ces 20 titres, et toujours tout autour de bonnes inspirations. And Tagore, that one of your fans write a perfect comment on YouTube. He said, I can't believe these guys don't have a main stage slot at every major rock festival, because they should be playing in front of 50,000 people plus all summer long. Oh, what a comment.
I mean, what a comment. It's okay. So, you know, it's hard in this modern age of music.
Yeah.
It's not as easy as it used to be. And the Treatment's growing at an incredible rate. Like, you know, we're getting back out to Europe now. We're coming to France this Friday, which is great. You know, we've got a lot of cool European slots lined up, but it's just hard. It's you need to be in the right time at the right place with the right single, and I believe that's coming. I know it's coming. It's just a matter of when.
Okay.
You know, we've been around a long time, so we're reestablishing ourselves, and so far this summer's looking hugely busy, which is great, but it's a lot of stuff out in Europe as well, which is kind of new territory for us.
We
have done quite a fair amount of touring there, but these were many years ago, so it's great to be back out there, and you know, especially in a climate that's so hard for musicians and music, so it's great that we are, you know, on the road a lot.
Ok, alors effectivement il y a un fan qui a laissé un commentaire qui a attiré mon attention hein, où il dit j'arrive pas à croire pourquoi ces gars ne sont pas encore sur tous les major rock festivals à jouer devant plus de 50 000 personnes durant tout l'été parce que le groupe est vraiment fort et très très bon, il adore le groupe. Alors c'est effectivement, il dit la vérité hein, c'est vraiment un superbe groupe. Alors et donc et Taigor il temporise un petit peu, il dit bon effectivement on a l'album mais il me faut encore du temps, c'est à dire que les choses si elles doivent arriver elles arriveront, voilà, c'est le côté naturel en fait hein, donc tout ça simplement qu'il l'emportera et donc il y croit effectivement, ils sont à fond et ça bosse et il espère qu'un jour il croise vraiment les doigts qu'un jour ça arrivera de jouer devant un public et puis ils viendront aussi, bien j'espère aussi qu'ils viendront jouer en France, en tout cas ça là-dessus c'est super important pour nous en tout cas qui aimons ce groupe, qui aimons la musique effectivement des The Treatment hein. I think you can be very proud of your new album, yeah, pretty good, yeah, I will tell you the truth
honestly, but it's every album you do, you're very proud of, and I never look back at any of them thinking that they're nothing but amazing. But this record really was. It was such a great, great process to be a part of. You know, we recorded it in 2.5 days, so it really is very live. Mm-hmm. The full band was, honestly, so we set up in a studio called Varda. And then, yeah, we have 4 days. We did the full backing tracks in 2.5. Then we did the solos. And then the vocals came later in Laurie's small studio here in Cambridge. But I was so proud of this record and am so proud because it's got such an amazing raw energy to it that we really wanted to capture. And we sat back after we heard the mixes and just listened. And it was just like, wow. Sometimes you make a record and it's like, that was exactly how we all wanted it to be, and it was just such a wicked feeling.
Effectivement que c'est exactement le disque que le groupe souhaitait hein. Il y a eu effectivement les prises en 4 jours, les backing tracks, les guitares et tout le mix, tout ça, ils ont joué sur le côté spontané et ouais, ils ont fait l'album qu'ils souhaitaient, voilà, ils en sont très fiers en tout cas. Il dit ouais, effectivement sur chaque album on peut être fier, mais il y en a d'autres où on est le plus fier effectivement parce que il y a des choses qui se sont passées sur lesquelles c'est, il y a une histoire autour de tout ça en tout cas, et vraiment ce nouvel album est vraiment très très fort hein. Donc je rappelle, le nouvel album s'intitule Wake Up The Neighborhood, il sera disponible le 10 mai prochain. 213 Rock Vinyl Times, the classic rock radio. So maybe a new music video as you said earlier on the live interview or on the day of the release of the new album, because I have a suggestion for a real hard rock song. I'm talking about This Fire Still Burns. What amazing track, what a great riff and intro.
It's strange you said that. We're in chats at the moment, but that is a real track. And that one came together so last minute. It was one of the last ones to be written for the record, and just a brilliant, brilliant, fast rock and roll song.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. Hey, have you heard the new album? No, not yet. The new song, new single for Grand Slam. Do you remember Grand Slam?
Yeah, of course.
Yes, they got a new single called Spitfire. It's just amazing, really heavy, absolutely very fast. I'm totally surprised. I listened to it. Wow, what they did. And for me, it's the same. It's the same with, that's why I told you a suggestions for real hard rock sound for the maybe next music video of The Treatment. My suggestion is This Fire Still Burns. It's amazing track, a great riff and intro.
Hey, listen, you may be in for a real, real good surprise. Don't worry.
Ok. Don't tell me more. Effectivement. Alors, ouais, effectivement, je lui ai suggéré, hein, y a un titre sur l'album qui est fantastique. C'est This Fire Still Burns, qui est énorme en tout cas. Et je comparais un petit peu avec le nouveau single, effectivement, des Grands Slams, qui s'appelle Spitfire, que vous avez vu plus tôt tout à l'heure dans la playlist, qui est absolument fantastique aussi. Et This Fire Still Burns, c'est un titre que vous découvrez lors de la sortie de l'album. Peut-être en clip, je sais pas. On va voir, hein. On attend la surprise. Et pour l'album, pour le guillemets, qui est absolument extra, quoi. C'est vraiment un titre génial avec un riff d'intro de malade, quoi. C'est du pur hard rock comme on en faisait dans les années 80. Et franchement, je suis très, très heureux, hein, qu'ils aient ça encore dans le sang, hein. I'm really happy you've got 80s hard rock in your blood. Because we need that kind of music, like the new Judas Priest album, like the new Saxon album, like the new Pranny Monkeys album, like a Grand Slam, the forthcoming album. Yeah, we need that kind of music, Igor.
Absolutely, we need it, don't we? There's such a great scene around at the moment, and there are some fantastic bands. So it's amazing to be part of that scene. But yeah, we just need high energy bands who are going to change things and aren't afraid to break a few rules and just kind of cause a bit of chaos. I think that's what the world needs right now. We need a bit of. Ouais. Bit of fire and a good time.
Ouais, effectivement, que le feu tous les jours, en tout cas, le fire still burns, en tout cas, ce titre, je peux vous assurer qu'il tue, hein. Et ça, il l'a dans le sang, en tout cas, et oui, il est d'accord avec moi, effectivement, on est, là-dessus, on parle à peu près le même langage, hein. Il y a eu des bons albums du côté de l'Angleterre, j'ai cité les Prime Monkey, j'ai cité, effectivement, le Saxon, le Judas, puis je peux rajouter aussi le nouvel album de Bruce Dickinson, hein, le Mandrake Project, qui est absolument fantastique. Ouais, il y a du bon en ce moment. Allez, voici le track listing de l'album. L'album démarrera donc avec Let's Wake Up This Town, en de Back to the 1970s, en 3 When Thunder and Lightning Strikes, en 4 This Fire Still Burns, en 5 Man on the High Wire, en 6 I Can Wait No Longer, en 7 Don't Make No Difference, en 8 Fire Me Up, en 9 Free Yourself, en 10 Kick You Around et en 11 I've Got My Mind Made Up. Le line-up, c'est Tom Rempton au chant, Taylor Gray à la guitare, son frère Tao à la guitare aussi, Danny Mansworth à la batterie et Andy Milburn à la basse. 213 Rock Vinyl Times, the classic rock radio. So just before the end, Taylor, please don't forget France when we'll be on tour in Europe.
So we are actually coming to France this weekend.
Yes, I know.
So we're doing a big festival. It's called Chitty Rock Festival in Berlin. And then we'll be coming back probably later this year. Again, France is just such a wonderful country and the most amazing rock fans. So we will not be neglecting you, don't worry, and we will get out to you as soon as we can.
Okay, effectivement, in France, we got Paris, we got Marseille, we've got Strasbourg, we got Lyon, we got Lille, we got Bordeaux, Nantes, at the Hellfest.
I know.
Hey, it's just amazing. We got some great festival, we got a great rock club. Everything is perfect for the treatment.
Hey, we'll be coming out to you, don't you worry.
Okay, en direct, 213 Rock Vinyl Times, the classic rock radio, Mr. Taylor Gray's treatment. So, Taylor, please, do you have a message for the audience tonight, please?
Honestly, exactly like our album says, let's wake up the neighborhood. Whenever you tune in and have a listen to these singles, turn them up loud, have a great time with us, just let rock and roll live. That's all we ask, all of our fans, and we love you, and thank you for listening.
Okay, 213 Rock Vinyl Times, the classic rock radio. Thank you, Taygor, very much. Thank you very much. Oh yeah, 213 Rock. Tout de suite, on continue en musique avec We Thunder and Lightning Strikes, The Treatment. Je rappelle que l'album sera disponible le 10 mai prochain. 213 Rock Vinyl Times, the classic rock radio. We'll be right back.
the thunder and lightning.